Tonga is considering an offer by China to supply motorcycles and vehicles to its police force in support of the kingdom's security preparations for the Pacific Islands Forum leaders meeting later on this year. It's raised concerns about Beijing's influence in the regional event, but the Tongan government is staunchly defending its relations with the superpower. Whina Whunua has more.
Tonga's Prime Minister Huakava Meiliko confirmed at a news conference in Nuku'alofa last week that he had met with a delegation from China and that an offer was put on the table. When questioned about the appropriateness of a non-foreign member influencing the events, Huakava Meiliko dismissed concerns.
There's no reason to be concerned. China is offering to assist with the hosting of the forum leaders meeting. Then we've discussed, example, the numbers of police motorcycles and also supporting vehicles.
Australian opposition lawmaker Simon Birmingham has publicly called on the Albanese government to do everything it can to prevent China influencing the hosting of the forum leaders' gathering. Huakava Meiliko was also questioned about the issue in Parliament, where he defended Tonga's relations with Beijing, saying both countries had always assisted one another. RNZ Pacific correspondent in Tonga, Kalaf Moala, says the government is wary of any hostility its engagements with China would cause to other regional powers.
The concern here from the government is that this visit was going to be turned into a situation like questions were asked some time ago concerning the Solomon Islands and their engagement with China. And so it seems like that there are obvious tensions that are taking place with the superpowers, the West, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States concerned about Chinese presence in the Pacific.
The frustration of Tonga's government has been highlighted in a Tonga Foreign Affairs Ministry briefing that was leaked to ABC News. ABC says the 5-page strongly worded assessment written by Tongan officials describes New Zealand's response to the Solomon Islands China security deal as, quote, nothing short of frantic. It says the document states Australia and New Zealand remain far removed from Pacific realities and only echoed condescending rhetoric. Massey University professor Anna Powles says it's no secret that Pacific governments are annoyed.
I don't think that the sentiments expressed will surprise anyone in the region, because we've certainly heard similar comments made over the years regarding frustrations towards Australia and New Zealand and the way in which the two countries sometimes conduct themselves in the region.
RNZ Pacific has contacted the Tongan government and New Zealand's Foreign Affairs Ministry for comments.
The Forum Leaders Summit is scheduled to take place in Tonga in August.